This is something that I actually put in my folder when I came out here today. You have no idea what it is. Nobody does, because it arrived on the internet to me this morning. It's a request for the rights to use my song, Another Brick in the Wall 2, in the making of a film to promote Instagram. So it's a missive. It's a missive from Mark Zuckerberg to me, right? Arrived this morning with an offer of a huge, huge amount of money. And the answer is no. And I only mention that because this is an insidious, it's the insidious movement of them to take over absolutely everything, you know. So those of us who do have any power, and I do have a little bit, in terms of the control of the publishing of my songs, I do anyway. So I will not be a party to this Zuckerberg. We want to thank you for considering this project. We feel that the core sentiment of this song is still so prevalent and necessary today, which speaks to how timeless a work is true. And yet, they want to subjoin it. They want to use it to make Facebook and Instagram even bigger and more powerful than it already is, so that it can continue to censor all of us in this room and prevent this story about Julian Assange getting out to the general public so the general public could go, what? What? No. No more. Nada más. Zuckerberg features in my new rock and roll show. I've got him sitting... Oh, no, I shouldn't tell you. But he does. But you think, how did this little prick who started off by saying, she's pretty, we'll give her a 4 out of 5. She's ugly, we'll give her a 1. How the... did he get any power in anything? No. And yet here he is, one of the most powerful idiots in the world.
I don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.